Now, periodically, a story comes along that is more than just content, news. It's uncomfortable.
Oh.
We call it... Oh, Gina, get your trash can, please.
Okay. I'm ready.
We call it, you hate to hear it. A California man says he went to an emergency room with a terrible headache and nausea. He then slipped into a coma and was told that a tapeworm larva was living in his brain.
Oh.
Stop it.
College student Luis Ortiz, 26, of Napa, said doctors told him that he needed immediate surgery to remove it. The worm was forming in a cyst that was blocking the flow of water to chambers in his brain, much like a cork in a bottle, Dr. Singel said. Another 30 minutes of that blockage and he would have died. It was a close call. Ortiz said his headaches began in late August, and he didn't...
Danny. Sorry, you were saying, Mark?
Ortiz said his headaches began in late August. He didn't think much of it. Dr. Singel said such parasitic worms in a body aren't too uncommon. The problem normally occurs if people eat pork infected with worms. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said infection from pork tapeworms is a problem worldwide and is spread most easily in developing communities. Tapeworm eggs likely made it into Ortiz's intestines from something he ate, and eventually the Singel larva made its way up his spine into his brain.
How does it get into the spine?
People can help prevent contamination by proper washing of hands, washing and peeling raw fruit and vegetables before eating, and being careful about drinking only safe water while traveling.
I've been getting a lot of headaches and eating a lot of pork. Got the pork headaches. So Kelly Coates from the sales department is texting me that she is gagging right now. So thank you for that. She's probably not coming in. And second, okay, for real. You remember the show Fear Factor and how they would eat, like, you know, raw, you know, pig meat, all, you know. How are they not all dead from this kind of thing?
It's a fluke.
Yeah.
This is why we call it.
Oh, I get it.
It's a little parasite joke.
Fluke.